When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good morning, Jericho.
Morning, Joan. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. You'll notice I'm wearing this trunk brace around my abdomen. And
yes, I thought perhaps it was a fashion item.
Well, I had my ribs removed in order to get the sort of nipped in waist, and yes. I do have to go through that every night wearing like Dieter Von Teese and a lot of these people to give me the 22-inch.
Yeah, worth it though,
I'm trying to head down to 18, but we're getting there,
Bless you,
Unfortunately, having this brace to get the waist I was after has weakened whatever muscles were there even more.
Oh,
and
dear,
unfortunately, I'm just...
So you sort of essentially collapsed in the middle?
Yes, and that's caused a lot of pressure on the organs, all just sort of crunching together.
Oh no. Is that painful, Joan?
It's very painful.
Right.
And Mahmood had to come round and sit with me through the night.
Oh no, and sort of hold you up?
He was rubbing my back with his nose, to be honest, because he, having that big hook nose... It's absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
For pummeling and, you know, circling motions.
Well, he's terrible.
And heating up, you know, painful points.
Yes, because it's very hot, that nose, isn't it? He's always had a very, very warm nose, even in very cold weather. You touch your nose, it's sort of boiling hot.
Absolutely
almost.
Steaming. And, you know, it's frequently red, which you associate with the cold weather, but it's actually almost like a burning coal.
Sort of fiery knob on the front of his face, really, isn't it, Joan, for want of a better description. But no, he's very inventive, very clever man. What a clever
I know, I mean, when he first went down there, I was sort of wondering, you know, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But of course...
The great thing is you can trust him, can't you, Joan?
I mean, trust him with your life.
You know, you're in very, very safe hands.
Yes, I was just glad that I always have... my best underwear on. I mean, I'm an everyday best underwear girl,
not
as you
really
know.
Much.
I always wear my Lejabi underwear, or my Freya, or my Rigby and Pellers.
Wonderful.
You know. So
gorgeous,
I know,
tiny little silky things.
Yes,
Joan, wonderful.
I like all the diamantes. You know,
of course you
we're
do.
Talking real.
Yes, and the silk embroidery and the little gold and silver threads. Absolutely wonderful variety of undies. That you've got in your top drawer, which I've had the privilege of seeing, obviously, staying at Joan's castle up in Scotland.
Well, I always like to show my favourite people through my lingerie collection.
Yes.
It's just one of my things.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, you know, it was very kind of you. You lent me some underwear, some undies. I got drenched, if you remember, in that downpour one Easter.
When we were out hunting, fishing and shooting.
Exactly. Wonderful. What a wonderful day that was. But absolutely soaked through and all my pants and undies all drenched. So, we had to sort of resort to cutting and taping a couple of pairs together. I'm not ashamed of it. I've got a much bigger bottom than Joan.
It's still a lovely bottom.
Oh, bless you, Joan. Bless you. Well, how wonderful. I'm just going to just have one more chocolate.
Yes.
And then should we crack on with the letters?
Dear Joan and Jerrica, after 21 years of marriage, my husband recently announced that he wanted anal sex. I wasn't keen, as I get a lot of piles, but he said it was anal sex or bust. So we had several attempts. My problem is I just don't like it. I find it painful and unnatural, and it makes me want to pass a stool. I also worry that he might touch a stool once in there. Is he secretly homosexual? This is Sue Wallace from Folkestone. P.S. I woke up one morning to find him trying to stretch my anus.
Oh, bless him. Bless him. And this is from, Sue
Wallace from Folkestone.
Okay, down in Folkestone. Hello, Sue. Yes, well, this is an interesting letter, isn't it? you know, reading between the lines, I think what Sue is saying is that she doesn't enjoy sex in any capacity. Perhaps she's frigid. She doesn't say whether she's going through the change. But
I'd say she's been through it out the other side.
She's
for
probably
a couple
looking
of decades.
No, I've just seen the photo. Yeah, it's quite mottly looking. She's done a photo of her behind just to show us what sort.
Quite marbled.
Pretty marbled, pretty pale, isn't it?
And very, very hairy cheeks.
And very hairy, which is a concern, although very common with ladies of this age, of course, when they've...
You get the facial bearding.
Indeed.
But also the body bearding.
Body bearding or anal bearding sometimes when it's becoming from inside the anus, which is, again, pretty common.
And not very inviting for poor Mr. Wallace.
No, so I would say first things first... tidy up your anal area, because perhaps one of the reasons that he's having to force himself in is that he's not actually able to have a full erection because he's rather put off by these droopy hairs and these grapey piles. So I would say pop down to your GP, just get some of this mess dealt with, and I think you'll find you'll have a much more satisfying anal life.
I mean, nowadays, of course, there's lots of ways to get rid of piles differently.
Yes.
A lot of it is cauterising them, bursting, exploding, whatever. I know we talk about exploding a lot on the programme, but it's really very effective.
Well, it's extremely effective. And I think it's, you know, although in the moment it can be rather uncomfortable, ultimately it does mean that they don't come back.
Yes, and it's the mini body bomb that the doctor will just pop in there,
absolutely.
Like a pessary.
I mean, I think you can actually get them at pharmacists now. If you go in and just ask for a body bomb over the counter, there are some that are available without prescriptions, so it's pretty easy. I'm not really sure why she's written in this letter, to be honest.
Well, I think the bigger question is why doesn't she like anal
sex? I see, yes.
And when he was trying to stretch her anus, she doesn't really describe why or with what.
No.
Obviously, there are anal stretchers.
Yes.
And they're worth having, but I don't think she needs one there.
I don't think she does need one. I mean, it's very nice of him, isn't it, to take the time to have gone and bought her an anal stretch.
If he did, I mean, he might have made it himself.
Well, that's true, or perhaps got something from the fruit bowl or the vegetable section of the fridge. But no, she doesn't say what he's used. I think, bless him, goodness me, he's trying his best, isn't he, poor man? Just trying to make this more
also,
fun.
I think, let's think about him for a second here. Things round the front may not be working so well for Sue Wallace.
I think, almost certainly.
Again, this is a situation where Mr. Wallace could go off and have an affair with a younger woman.
Yes.
But no. He said, no, it's all right, Sue. I don't like what's round the front, but I will have a go round the back. Right. And yet you are cocking your snook.
Yes, you're cocking your snook at the back door entrance and, you know, at your peril, really, Sue. Think a little bit further than just your own concerns and, you know, try and concentrate on what he needs and wants. This is obviously a lovely guy. He's obviously very concerned. I mean, you know, she doesn't say whether he was finger-stretching her anus. I mean, that's a very, very, you know, tried and tested and well-liked technique. You know, just perhaps experiment with popping in your own little finger when you're on your own and wiggling that about a bit and see if you
can... And you can do that anywhere.
You can absolutely do it anywhere, on the bus or at the... you know, she doesn't say that she goes to bingo, but...
looks as if she does. And Folkestone's exactly the sort of place where you could be doing that quite happily while
there's
playing.
There's plenty of bingo down in Folkestone, I believe. Sue, I mean, I really do think I would say pull your finger out, but actually it's rather the opposite, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, wake up and smell the roses and get on with it, because goodness me, you haven't got many years of life left by the look of this picture, and you know, you're rather wasting them.
Super.
But thanks for writing in.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, my son has developed an exceptionally big penis which doesn't seem to stop growing. We're starting to worry. Lorna and Mike Husserhoot from Kent. I think that's the first couple letter.
Oh, was
we
that?
Have
oh, I thought it was a long second name, was it?
Lorna and Mike. No, Lorna and Mike. That's the couple.
Oh.
She's enclosed a photo of them.
Yes.
Husserhoot is the surname. And
interesting.
Yes.
And they're down in Kent.
Yeah, down in Kent.
Hello there, Lorna and Mike. Goodness.
Lovely.
Wonderful. I wonder who's written the letter.
Well, they've done a line each by the looks of it. They're a very happy looking couple, I must say.
Oh, it's a very equal sort of relationship, isn't it, Joan?
Yes.
Which worries me a little bit, I must admit. But, but anyway, let's not. That's not what they've written in about.
No.
They've written in about this little lad with this, yes, very, very. very large sort of third limb almost of a penis. And yes, they've had to make him some special trousers there by the look of it. Poor little fella. Well, you know, as we know, this is a common problem. Lots of people have this elephantine penis, or elephant penis as it's called, Dumbo penis sometimes. It's a condition that is often, if dad's got rather a large member, and then, you know, genetically there's just a sort of a blip.
Well, Mike Hasserhout did kindly pop in a photo of his own, which is really quite substantial.
Yes.
That's more of a sort of medium Dumbo.
Yes.
And Lorna, I can see through her trousers that her clitoris is very substantial.
That's a big old bulky clitoris there, isn't it? Yes. Well, I mean, you know, it's a sort of lemons in a row situation here, rather, Joan, isn't it? You've got a very large clitoris with the lady. You've got this demi-jumbo in the fella, Mike. And, you know, it's just one of those things, I'm afraid. Three ducks in a row, three lemons, and suddenly out comes this little lad with this giant member drooping between his legs, and before you know it, he's you know, he's got to get a sort of scooter to pop the penis.
Poor young Harry Hasserhout. Lorna says he really does struggle with his balance. He has difficulty sitting down. I mean, it's really quite a thing, isn't it?
Yes, it's not very nice, is it, Jenna?
It's like very, very big breasted ladies.
Yes, exactly.
Are there sort of bras he could wear, like a penile bra?
So yes, I mean, you know, it's difficult. I mean, the good news is that often these, when you have this condition, you actually have the manoeuvrability of an elephant's trunk. So you'll find that he can not only urinate out of this giant
pick things up
penis, he can pick things up, he can eat a currant bun, pick up a currant bun and pop it in his mouth. He can roll it up and squirt out water. I mean, it's great fun, and it's fine when they're little. But, you know, as they get older, it may be that he can roll it up and tuck it in his trousers.
Yes, I think Laura said he can do that.
The problem when they reach puberty, of course, Joan, is that they'd lose control. You take them to the swimming pool, and before you know it, he's unfurled and is blowing around the pool and frightening the little girls and the mums. Although some of the mums are often quite pleased to see it.
Is there a reduction you could have, as in you can have a breast reduction?
No, Joan. I mean, this is the tragedy, because there are so many nerve endings down the penis. This little lad, I'm afraid, is going to have to live with this. But, you know, hopefully he'll find the right lady
who's able to
accommodate within her...
Mrs. Dumbo.
Indeed. I would say put him on some dating sites now. Make it clear what the issue is, and maybe people who are worrying about a daughter with a giant baggy vulva will be reassured that there are some fellas out there for when she gets to 16.
Okay.
Or younger.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, I'm 72 and I've been told I have 2 months to live, and obviously the whole family are very upset. My husband has taken it especially badly, and I was hoping we might squeeze in a trip to the seaside, but he said he was too upset. Then when I got back from church on Sunday, I found him on the stairs making love to my carer, Debbie, who's Nigerian, Edith Hollerifoot from Ipswich.
Hello, good morning, Edith Hollerifoot. That's a double-barrelled.
Yes.
A very unusual combination.
And it's Foot with an E, which is why I pronounced it that way.
Yes, from Ipswich. Yeah. Wonder what her sort of family background, that sounds like a sort of landed gentry doesn't it?
Yes, and in her photograph she does have a certain sophistication,
I have
to say, even though obviously she's 2 months away or less now
from
the reapers.
Yes,
ugly,
grim,
swathing.
Bless her.
This Nigerian lady, Debbie, her carer.
She looks... rather luscious, isn't she, Debbie? With the little photo that's...
But a lot bigger than Mr. Hollerifoot.
Yes.
Isn't she?
What would you say, two or three times?
Yes, I mean, she's got him in a headlock there. I wouldn't have said that was necessarily making love, because Edith took a little photo, because she said she was very upset about it.
Well, she's obviously doing okay if she can operate her mobile phone.
Yes.
But yes, mystery. What a mystery.
I mean, I think the thing is, my sense reading the longer letter is that Edith's trying to elicit some sympathy.
Yes.
In terms of...
It's a bit poor me.
Poor me, yes. My carer, who should be looking after me, was actually intercrossing my husband on the stairs. Now, let's look at this another way. Stephen Hawkins. popped off with his carer.
Oh, look, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the point is a lot of these carers are very, you know, you wouldn't on the face of it think she's a bit of all right. Often very larger ladies, often, you know, not necessarily looking to their appearance first thing in the morning as they gather up the materials they need for the day, the bandages, the cotton wool,
the tissues. Point is, they're carers. But and she's caring for your husband by caring for his needs.
That's it.
I mean, you're suggesting a trip to the seaside in your final weeks, whereas hubby clearly would like something
he
else.
He needs something else. He needs comfort at this very difficult time. He doesn't want to be shunting along a beach and trying to find somewhere where there's no wind to sit down, lugging a heavy picnic bag and, you know, a chair for you to sit on. I'm presuming you're not getting about quite so...
No, she's popped a picture in of her wheelchair as well, right, which is so very hefty with all kinds of fancy accoutrements.
Indeed. So she's very fortunate to have that. But, you know, he's going to be hauling that novice and you have to pull them backwards over the sand, don't you? They don't go forwards very easily on a sandy beach.
No, it's going to be very difficult for such a slight man.
Indeed, and a nightmare on a pebble beach, so I don't know where you're thinking.
No, I mean, she lives in Ipswich. I'm not sure if that's by the sea. I can't really remember.
And it's Norfolk, isn't it? Is it Suffolk, Norfolk? It's up that way.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you're probably not that far from Blakeney or Wells next to sea when you're over in Ipswich, but, you know, you're going to struggle, I think, to get up to Blakeney Point.
I think as well, given that you're downstairs in your house, you've got all your winches and whatnot, your best bet is actually to see if you can get a hubby to tip a bunch of sand in the front room and some watery business down at one end.
Bucket of water. Washing up bowl. And get this carer lady to perhaps join in the fun.
Yes.
Maybe you could watch.
Yes, you can make that. You can use your imagination, get a recording of some seagulls, the distant sound of children playing, a transistor radio.
Yes, absolutely. A shout from a burly lifeguard as he sprints down to the seafront in a tiny pair of trunks with a board tucked under his arm.
I think there's all sorts you can do to get yourself around this. I think your biggest problem, Edith, and this is what's going to finish you off sooner than anything, is your jealousy and your attitude.
And your small-mindedness, I'm afraid. Somebody's got to say it. A lot of people are probably tiptoeing around you with this.
I think the fact you've said Debbie, who's Nigerian.
Yes, it's racist.
It's very racist.
And I would be concerned about that, really, Edith. I mean, sometimes, you know, this sort of hatred, this, you know, malicious, nasty, vindictive trolling almost of other people can actually lead to illnesses.
Absolutely.
Cancers.
Of course, it's attitude, isn't it?
You know, it's, as we've said time and again on this programme, it's attitude that creates illness and death.
It's like ultimately. location, it's attitude.
Indeed.
And in many ways, I don't really know what she's asking in the letter. I think she's just sort of saying, poor me, guess what my husband did.
What's the postmark on that letter, by the way, Joan? When was that posted?
That was posted 2 weeks ago.
Right, so she's got 6 weeks now.
6 weeks, but of course these sort of time frames that doctors hand out,
they're very
variable. I know many people, you know, you're diagnosed with a terminal illness on the Monday, told you've got 2 weeks, you're dead the next morning.
Exactly. Anyway, best of luck, Edith, and very many kind regards to your husband.
And Debbie, the Nigerian carer.
Indeed.
Who I think looks...
Sounds like a lovely lady.
Really very nice. Mm. Thank you. Okie dokie, well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today.
Ah, well, it's been a wonderful set of letters. Thank you so much for writing in, and we look forward to tackling more next time.
We do indeed. I must admit, I'm slightly dreading the journey home.
Oh, Joan.
No, it's Brian.
Oh, no, not the digestive issues.
Yes, as the listeners probably will remember. Every time I get into the car, he's obviously been waiting for me for a period of time, and he just has broken so much wind in there.
It's almost a fog when you get in.
It's a brown fog.
Yeah.
Visually and nasally, and I just feel like I'm inhaling. Well, I am. I'm inhaling fecal spores,
and you will be,
Brian's fecal spores. Yes. And you know, if it was Brad Pitt, you know, you wouldn't mind chomping down on that. But I really feel
very offended that he... No. I just think he doesn't really know what he's doing, maybe. I don't know. Well, or is it a deliberate, poke him a face?
Well, it's hard to say, isn't it? He seems such a darling, doesn't he, Brian? I mean, I know he's a big man.
He's very overweight. He only eats mostly sort of sausages.
I was going to say, he pops in, when he's dropped you off, he pops in for another fatty breakfast, doesn't he? I mean, I think he'd been known to have, the canteen girls were telling me he's had 3 or 4 fatty breakfasts. I'm afraid, Jones, so I don't know if there's any merit in perhaps you saying to these ladies, don't serve too much fatty breakfast up to Brian.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's something really quite nasty going on with his bowels, to be honest, because the smell is foul. And, I've sometimes wondered if he's actually followed through and he's just not been bothered to go get up and go to the toilet. I mean, I don't know.
No.
But I don't feel... I spray lots of perfume... I've given him I don't know how many magic trees, but...
He's got 17 last time I looked on the... Hanging off the
mirror. But, you mix that mirror. With that smell and it's just...
No, it's actually sort of worse, isn't it, Joan?
Oh,
dear. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I mean, if you want me to have a word with him, I don't mind saying something. I'm quite straight talking, as you know. I'm prepared to, give him a bit of a...
What would you say?
I might hint at your delicate nature and the fact that you are, as you say, inhaling fecal spores and that that's going to damage you, Joan. I'd be sticking up for you big time.
I don't think he'd know what fecal spore meant.
No, I probably would use a different word. I don't know, something like squitty air or squitty puffs, I don't know, something that would be a sort of layman's term. I don't mind having a quick word if it's helpful. But anyway, look forward to hearing from you all next time.
Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.